Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast. What's up, L'Oreal?
Hey, Eva. I'm so happy to have you back.
I know. Thank you for holding it down for you, girl. I missed you last week, but the streets never disappoint. It is still going down. Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. Coming up this week, rumors have swirled about, oh, Lord, A$AP Rocky cheating on our Rihanna. Oh, I don't believe it. Say it ain't so. And week one of Coachella. Oh, yes, there are recaps, many surprises. It went down this past weekend. And speaking of going down, Offset and Cardi B show off their blended family on the cover of Essence Magazine. It is beautiful.
And then, you know, Kim cried to Kanye about alleged second part to her Ray J sex tape. I'm tired of these sex tapes, Eva. I don't know about
Isn't
you.
Isn't it 20 years old? What? Ugh,
I'm so annoyed with it, but it does go down in my DM. And we know that that's one of your favorite parts of the show. And then you already know for our final question to Undress, this happened.
But I just want you to know, as your friend, once you do get booed up, don't be come calling me talking about some. You ain't going to be able to make lunch because him coming over. Don't
you the one that stands me up. So we already know that it got to do with the husband. Make sure you listen to see how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by none other than Macy's.
And speaking of Macy's, I got to give a shout out real fast because, you know, friends and family are really what makes the world go round, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Macy's Friends and Family Sale, it starts on Friday, April the 22nd. So for this sale, you get an extra 30% off of designers that, let's be honest, these are the designers that rarely go on sale. The ones like DKNY, Calvin Klein, and you can take a extra 15% off of your beauty favorites like your MAC, your Marc Jacobs, your Urban Decay, and so much more. Now, exclusions do apply. Check out at Macy's.com and save with the promo code FRIEND. Again, y'all, all my families and my friends. So the code is FRIEND. That's Macy's.com, promo code FRIEND. L'Oreal, what is going down, girl?
I'm going to use that promo code FRIEND, and we're going to talk about some people that are friends in our head. Well, because I don't know her in real life. I don't know about you. But Rihanna.
Rihanna, Miss Robin Fenty herself.
That's right. And A$AP Rocky. Now, there was some rumors that swirled last week, and it was pretty messy. They said that A$AP Rocky cheated on our girl, Riri. Now, this is all came from a very sketchy source, and that's why I didn't even understand why y'all listened to this person. They said A$AP Rocky cheated on Rihanna, and they broke up. Now, the rumor spread so fast, and everyone was talking about it. It was a fashion blogger by the name of Louis Pisano, and he called out the woman who allegedly cheated with A$AP Rocky, and that shoe designer, Amina Muadi.
No!
We love her. Her shoes are fire. You can find her shoes in, you know, Bird Off and Neiman Marcus.
And, yes!
Yeah, Saks and all that good stuff. Well, he added that A$AP and Amina is not new. They've been seeing each other for some years. She collaborated with him on a collection of shoes. Now, people didn't think it sounded right, as Amina has always praised both Rihanna and A$AP Rocky. She's been working with both of them. And, you know, Amina actually addressed the rumor. She's usually very quiet. She's a beautiful woman, but she came and spoke out. She said, not even during what should be one of the most beautiful and celebrated times in one life. Therefore, I have to speak up. This is not only directed towards me, but it's related to people I have great amounts of respect and affection for. While Rihanna is continuing to live her serene, best dressed pregnancy life, and I go back to business, I wish everyone a beautiful Easter weekend. Now, Louis spoke out. At first, he didn't apologize. At first, he was standing by his guns. And he was like, the way that some of y'all think I would make that up in the circles that I'm in the industry in Europe. But then he had to turn around and apologize. He said, last night I made a dumb decision to tweet some information I received. I'm not going to talk about sources, blame others for a discussion that was started, et cetera, because at the end of the day, I made the decision to draft that tweet, press send, and put that out with my name on it. Now, do you think that there is always some level of truth to every rumor? And do you think there should be some accountability on his part when starting a rumor?
I think haters are going to hate and potatoes are going to potato. Ain't nobody in the world going to cheat on our Rihanna. I don't believe it. You got to show it to me. And I still wouldn't believe it. I don't think that ASAP Rocky for 2 seconds is going to mess up the most amazing part of his life. This is his first child. He has known Rihanna for years. They are about to start and build life together. Ain't no way in hell he messing that up. So I think it's a rumor. The sad part is that we as a society love drama. Ain't nobody cheating on Rihanna.
Yeah, the crazy thing is when I first seen this rumor, I didn't even for a second believe it. And we've seen plenty of people cheat. We've seen a lot of things out there like Jay-Z cheating on Beyonce, you know? Allegedly, that's what Beyonce herself said, you know, on Lemonade or whatever the case.
She didn't talk about Becky with the good hair, but she wasn't saying it was his fault. They were just saying it was a Becky out there with edges.
Mm-hmm, and she was on your man. And I still believe it was Gwyneth Paltrow, FYI, because they always used to be going on those trips together with Gwyneth, and then you didn't see Gwyneth anymore. And she would
but
be.
But Gwyneth don't have the good hair, though. She got the thin hair, so it couldn't have been her.
Well, you know, fine and good to certain people kind of go hand in hand. I just think she mean it didn't have the, you know. Becky with the fine hair is probably what she
is. Okay, but Gwyneth Paltrow, let's just be clear. She's goop and she's basic. I love her. I think she's a phenomenal actress.
Yeah.
But when you talk about the exotic beauty that is a regular black girl, Gwyneth Paltrow can't hold a candle on her best day going to the Oscars.
Let's think about how many times a man has cheated and cheated down or cheated whacker or whatever the case. It's more about the ego. It's not about what the woman looks like.
Oh, you preaching today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. It is what it is. But you should now, if this is a rumor on a rumor that was brought down from another rumor, it's like, sir, don't spread it. That should be the thing that you get punished for. It's like, it's one thing, because I've heard plenty of rumors about so many things. And I might even be like, well, there was something happened, but I'm not really sure. He didn't
you
say I'm not really sure.
You always wait to get your facts, though. You always wait. Yeah. I think this is what it is, Lo. You know how sometimes there's like a little bit of truth? So I think that ASAP and Amina might have kicked it years ago. And that is just the beginning and the end of that story. Amina has gone on to create a beautiful career for herself. She currently is one of the designers that designs for Rihanna's Fenty footwear. Yeah. She has her own line. She's worked and collabed with ASAP. A woman of her caliber does not get to where she gets in the business by sleeping around. Believe me, I know.
That's a fact. And she
you know, too, Lo. It's like, it's they'll always offer it to you, but you're not going to climb the ladder if you climb on top of him, too.
And
it's one of the
very she's very successful right now. And the better idea would be being able to work with both Rihanna and ASAP Rocky, not just sleeping with somebody and trying to ruin
it. They can cheat on ASAP Rocky with Rihanna.
They can cheat. Listen, that's another thing, too, while people are out here talking. You know, Riri, from what I heard, again, this is from what I heard, may not be true, but Riri like her a little bit of Amina's too, if you know what I mean. I'm not just talking about the shoes. I'm not talking about Amina.
Nobody is cheating on Robin Rihanna Fenty. Next
she might have her a girl on the side. You better be a little careful.
Yeah, she can. She could be like Oprah. She can have all she want. That is Rihanna Fenty, okay?
They look She's happy. The Just leave them alone. Why do y'all have to do this to everybody? I'm sick of it.
Speaking of looking happy, I want to talk about another favorited family that we are loving in the hip-hop game right now. So everyone's talking about the adorable Essence cover featuring Offset, Cardi B, and their family. Aww. So the rapper's cover featured them, their children, they're all together. So you see 3-year-old daughter, Culture, gorgeous, 7-month-old son, Wave, and this was the first time I saw a picture of Wave. Wave is so cute. Oh my goodness, so Kanye, I can't. Okay, so, and so then the cover also featured Offset's other children from previous relationships, which I think is so boss of Cardi.
Beautiful.
His daughter, Kalia, who's 7 years old, who's drop dead gorgeous, and his two young kings, his son, Jordan, who's 12, and Cody, who was also 7. So word on the curb is that it was Cardi B who asked for her stepchildren to be in the photo shoot. She said that she did not want to mess up her relationship with their mothers, but she also did not want them to miss out or feel left out as they are Offset's kids. So Cardi, she did not meet these kids, his other children, until after they actually got married. And in Cardi B spirit, I love her. She's like, oh my God, I always wanted them to love me. And they really do. Like, they tell me that. I feel it. I hope that we always have that great relationship. And you can tell, like, she is the dopest stepmom ever.
I wasn't sure if that was Cardi B or Jocelyn. It was a little...
was both of them. Jocelyn and the new two, girl. We're going to get to her. So her sister, Hennessy, and Cardi, they both have the same parents, but they also have 6 additional siblings from their father. And so due to that relationship, she did not want them to end up not knowing their family properly. Right. She wanted to make sure she forged the bond with absolutely everyone. So Offset said it is a blessing to be able to have all of them together and to have a wife who is open and treats them as if they are her own kids. It could be an issue. Now we know that because we hear baby mama and baby daddy drama all the time, but I don't have to go through that. And that is beautiful. So they also got into how they met after Offset slid into the DMs. You hear this, L'Oreal?
Yeah.
You hear me here? She got her king out the DM.
Yeah, but she knew who he was.
But still,
he was Offset from the Migos.
And she was Cardi B from the Cardi B. So
yeah,
check
but
your
she
DM.
Wasn't Cardi B. Yeah, she was Cardi B, but she wasn't Cardi B.
Leveled up. They hooked up after a DM, Cardi's friend, to invite Cardi to his like bad and bougie dinner. She was very hesitant after she met him. They exchanged numbers. They went on their first date during Super Bowl. And I don't think I need to say anymore because the rest is history. They've been married since 2017. Everything's been out in the open. So have you seen a woman not be as welcoming with her husband's children from a previous relationship? Because I think what Cardi B is doing, you know, a lot of times when you have money and resources like Cardi, a lot of times they just try to make it seem like the other people don't exist and just, you know, put a big Band-Aid on it. But Cardi's like, nope, we're not doing that. These are my stepkids. These are your babies. These are our babies. And we are family. Like,
and they
so
did
boss.
Have a little hiccup in the beginning. I remember Cardi also saying that she hadn't even met the kids until after her and Offset was married, but they got married very quickly, 7 months into their relationship. I know that there was an issue, I believe, with the little girl's mother initially, but then they ended up getting over it and whatever the case. So in my situation, I would say I seen more situations where the other baby mamas don't want the children involved in the family photos or whatever the case, because they feel like that woman is trying to take their place. I haven't seen in my situations or my friend's situations, I hadn't seen much of not welcoming the children. The only time I will say one of my friends didn't seem very welcoming to their boyfriend's children was when he isolated her from the children, meaning he was going around doing whatever for them separately from what he would do with his girlfriend. So it was like, you never brung them around, you never whatever, and you can only say she's doing what she's supposed to because that's the way he's setting it up. There's nothing you can do if the man does not want you around the children or if the baby mothers don't want you around the children. You can try your best, but people
hard,
are bitter. Sometimes people get bitter.
And that's true. And sometimes it's like a date situation, right? So like, y'all not married, which is most likely the reason why the parents before were like, look, you could date this girl. That's fine. When y'all get married and I know it's serious, then you bring her through. Then we can start doing the bonding and all of
different.
That. Because at the end of the day, it's about these kids. Mm-hmm. These kids deserve proper parents. And even if you and the dad or the mom can't work out a relationship between the two of you, you have to care about the kids enough to forge some kind of a bond to where these kids can know their parents, because they grow up and your feelings either die, you find somebody else or whatever. But the one that really suffers are these kids, y'all. That's like, that's sad. The one. So shout out for Cardi B. Shout out to Offset.
Beautiful.
For being the kind of parents that kids deserve to have. Not perfect, but definitely striving and earning that thing every single day. That's what
I'm talking. I love, because they asked for her, Offset, and their two kids. And the fact that she was like, we can't do this without the whole entire family. I respect that so much. Dope. I wish, like, even me growing up, you know, there was one of my sisters I never got to meet. She passed away. And there's another one of my sisters, I've only met her one time. And then another one, they were all same mother, same father, but I had a different mother. And my father kept me away from those kids. Like, they were way older than me, like by 20 years, but he didn't even 20 or more. Matter of fact, they were almost 30 years older than me, but he didn't want them around for whatever
reason.
Come on,
Uncle Brother.
Yeah, so I do, exactly. So I do feel like, because, yeah, my niece is my same age, actually. And I just always felt like it was super sad that he did that and kept me away from my siblings. Should never do that. You should always.
The hindsight is 2020, right? So we are the result of, you know, mistakes that our parents have made. And then we make better decisions, like Cardi and her sister. You know, they have the same parents, but they have other siblings that have different dads.
Right.
And they don't have a relationship, and they want to make sure that their kids have that. And you know, it's a very admirable and an intentional thing to do, especially when you living in a Cardi B 24-hour day, because that lady is busy.
So Cardi B lied to us. She said, when you be for me, you're going to be forever. But she's growing up, and that's.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Amazing. Let's talk about Coachella, because that's something else that's grown. It's back, y'all. Coachella is here, and it's a weekend one after a COVID break. We'll say that, because everything was shut down. They couldn't do the festival last year, year before. Now, Willow Smith, Kim Kardashian, Chloe and Hailey Bailey, Tiana Taylor and Iman, who also have their own cover, their own family cover on Ebony. Ooh. Shout out to them for that.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful
looking
family.
Like a chocolate snack.
That's right. So there were so many celebrities in attendance. Weekend One features performances by The Weeknd, who cares about him? City Girls.
$8 million cares. Don't do it. They pay.
They have the lowest sales they've ever had.
Because listen, I'm a 12-year in a row Coachella, born and raised in Los Angeles, Indio goer.
I'm with you on the Coachella.
First of all, The Weeknd is Coachella's crowd. Coachella's where I first saw Lorde for the first time. The small stages were Janae Aiko. The first big show they did hip-hop was Outkast. Let's be completely clear.
Yeah, but headlining, I'm cool on The Weeknd. That's why everybody wanted to come for Kanye. The tickets were definitely flying off then.
But it's not that kind of show, though. You messing up the festival.
Nah, it was good when it was Kanye. Kanye was doing a Sunday service. So I was definitely going to be there for that.
Okay, I let you have that.
Thank you. Okay. Well, they also had the City Girls, Doja Cat, who killed the
stage. I love Doja.
And she even debuted a new song. So much for not being an artist no more, Doja. You wasn't fooling nobody. And more artists for every genre. Now, one thing that stood out over the weekend, TDE artist Isaiah Rashad, he broke his silence about the sex tape that was leaked, showing him engaging with two men. It was one with one with two men. He thanked fans for their support after the big reaction of shock from the music industry. Also, Big Sean performed Saturday. He did the single, I Know. He brought out his boo, Janae Aiko, which we know that they're still going strong. The highlights from the Meg Thee Stallion first performance at Coachella was that she did an unreleased banger, To Whom the F It May Concern. And it was the Remember that the Jodeci beat, the remix, the
which one?
You got stacks like the International House of Pancakes, freaking you. They're freaking
every
you
every single
beat.
Night.
Yes,
yes.
So she did the remix to that. So she said, "I got a song that I recorded, and every time I play it for a woman, they start jumping and clapping. I think I want to perform it at Coachella for the first time before I actually drop it." Now she's actually teasing dropping it this week before next week of Coachella next weekend. She said, "I feel like my new album will be aggressive. I feel like this project is definitely something very well thought out. This project makes me talk in my ish, getting back comfortable with myself, getting back to the Megan that was on the come up," which is really dope. And I don't know if you've seen, but Tory Lanez was running around with Carl Crawford, her ex. So corny.
Yo. Okay, I just don't understand, with all of the hurdles and all of the things to overcome in the industry without anyone doing anything extra, why add stuff into the game? You have a trial coming up, so much going on with that girl. You know good and well her and Carl are in the biggest beef ever. And it's the sad thing is that, Tori, we have not canceled you. We actually rock with you. We just trying to wait for everything to do its thing. Like, don't add no more fuel. Stop.
I'm sorry, he's going out sad. Like, it's like from the baby situation. It's like, leave that girl alone. Like, even if you, like, say you didn't do it. Say he didn't do it. I don't know, I wasn't there. Whatever. Say he didn't do it. This is aggravating me more than the shot at this point.
Exactly. It's giving very, if you don't feature her, leave her alone, to me.
Like, you ever stop messing with somebody and they don't leave you alone? They start doing any kind of anything? That's giving Tory Lanez. Leave this girl alone. She don't want you no more. Kelsey's not messing with you. Just move on and find another girl.
Yeah, it's called you got to have good male counsel. This is when you wish that your brothers and your cousins and your homeboys hung out with men that were men that helped them not do stupid stuff when self-control tries to, you know, not have the best of them. Moving right along, if you didn't know, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/theundressingroom. And L'Oreal, I want to talk about your favorite Hollywood family of all time, the Kardashians.
Oh, yuck.
Yay. So the new Kardashian show debuted. You thought you were getting rid of them when they decided that they were doing Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I threw a damn parade. Only for me to have to renege.
We're back. And we're back with the debut of the new show. It is called The Kardashians. They address the rumor that there was an unseen sex tape with Ray J. Now, on the show, you can see Kim Kardashian. She noticed an ad. Her son, Saint, was playing on his Roblox. And the ad that she saw come across the screen was promoting another sex tape between her and Ray J. So luckily, Saint is real young, so you can't really read yet. Thank God it wasn't Marley. Well, later on in that episode, you could see Kim. She was crying to Kanye. Obviously, they were still together. This was before the divorce stuff. And allegedly, she had been receiving calls from Ray J's manager, who threatened that more sex tape footage was on the way. Now, Kim says she about like 99% sure, only like one little percent is left out there, that there might actually be some additional footage. She feels like there isn't, but just the idea of it has her so emotional. Kanye had to help calm her down. Now, if y'all don't remember, because it seems like yesterday, she has been dealing with this for 20 years.
I'm over it.
Happened when I was 17, turning 18. 20 years. Now, Ray J Camp, let's be clear, Raytronics owner, has denied having anything to do with these rumors or a second tape or anything of that nature. So, L'Oreal, your favorite Hollywood family, do you think we gonna get a second sex tape floating around? What you think?
Okay, so to my understanding, and that's what I was trying to like look up and see just in case. So to my understanding, it's not that it's a second tape that she doesn't know about. To my understanding, there's another kind of tape where it's more in depth and detail. And
they had another angle.
Sold it. Yeah, they sold it and she signed off on it. And I think that's what she's a little concerned about, is if the second part, and that it would be on the original thing that she already signed off on.
I got a question.
The rumor is.
So, question. Okay. You remember just like a couple months ago, we were talking about how Kanye got on an airplane, met Ray J at the airport, got a laptop which contained footage that was supposed to be used for another tape, but he gave it to Kanye. Kanye got on the airplane and then he had put it in a song when he had did Donda. You remember that?
I do.
Is that we're talking about?
Yes.
Talk to me.
There is supposedly a second something. I don't know exactly what they're covering up, but if you know that there's not a second tape, it's not no 99%. Like, girl, where's the other 1%? Where's the other one? Like, and what is the one? Like, and why is it one? You know what I mean? Because I'm just, it's so many things.
What is the one?
What is the one?
Will there be one? Will there be one? If there is one, that means that there is something.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So there is some sort of a part two, but I believe that they took the best parts out for her wax sex tape. It wasn't even that good in the first place. Are we remembering the sex tape? I didn't see the whole thing that I remember, but I remember it being trash. I remember
I just told you I was 17. I was...
Yeah, I remember it being awful. This is how bad it is. No one's bringing it back up to watch today.
No, but I mean, it's Kim Kardashian. She's like a billionaire at this point, right? Hasn't she figured out how to get that all scrubbed? Like, you can't find a tape anymore.
Or can we? That 1% of people could find it. 1% is out here.
The sad thing is, even if some of the actions in this new footage are redundant to the first video, people are going to want to watch it because it's Kim Kardashian. And I think it is so disgusting. Let's just be clear. I get that she signed off and made a signed off or was participated, whatever. She's a mother now. She's a mother. She was just someone's wife. Like, come on, y'all.
You ain't think you was ever going to be a mother or a wife in your life when you decided to put out the sex tape with Ray J for fame?
Like, you talking about using mature decisions when you're immature? No.
No, you still was grown, though. Like, Kim Kardashian has been 40 for 48 years. So she's definitely been grown. She was grown when she put this tape out. I'm tired of y'all lying about her age. She can't be 40 again. If this girl has another 40th birthday party, I'm going to shoot myself. But
I'm done.
Just saying, like, how many, there's something floating around, girl. It's probably just not worth a damn. Like, if it got anything to do with what the other thing had, I don't even want it. I don't care if it's there. I'm the 99% that doesn't want to see it. Okay.
I'm just saying.
I don't think that this would be made up. And knowing them, they would make this up and throw their kids in. It's so disgusting and sick and shallow. Like, but what about Saint? I mean, what about the other one? Northwest. She can read, can't she? So you're not scared of Northwest seeing you?
How long has Kim Kardashian been 40 years?
48 years. I'm tired of it. I can't take another 40th birthday. This girl has been having
your anniversary.
Has she not been having 40th birthday since we've been in high school? Like, I'm tired of it. How are you still 40? How are we going to be 40 at the same time soon? Like, give me it's about 7 years. She's 40. I'm just done.
You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast.
Time.
Presented by Macy's. Do yourself a favor. Slide on over to our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/theundressed.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken, they're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Dressing Room, L'Oreal, can I get in your DM?
You can. And this one here, this one is really a knee slapper, okay? I don't even think we need more than one with this one.
Okay, so I'm ready.
It seems like he's been writing me for quite some time, but for some reason, I wasn't seeing it. So I'm just going to start at a more recent one. Stay healthy, stay true to yourself, and don't get lost in the sauce. I couldn't do it. But when are you free so we can do dinner? Has to be a weekend because I work Monday through Friday night, okay? I like you so much because I already know you before you got your radio deal. we living in the same building, but we're both too shy to say anything.
Oh, that's weird. That's weird. That's weird.
So this dumb ish happened for mad long. I'm not happy about it. And finally, here I am right now, me confessing my love, baby. Listen, forget all the gimmicks, baby. I really will make you happy. Don't get it twisted. I don't even talk like that. My old dead father feud, I figured you would get a kick out of it.
I don't get that part.
No BS. How the F are you? And he asked about one of my friends, which is even weirder. How the F are you and so-and-so? Are y'all both single or is that just for PR? Effing with me, that'll all be out the window. Live life. You're so pretty. Happy Easter. When are you going to let me take you out for that dinner, bro?
Never, never, never. But what I will do is get you evaluated very quickly for antipsychotic. This man is non-regular.
I don't even live in a building.
I live for starters, I own my own home.
The joke's on you. That wasn't even me.
I'm so glad because he sounds like the serial killer that was on the movie I was watching last night before I went to sleep. He sounds right? like a full-on psycho.
Now you see why I don't be answering these things. Like, it's just too much sometimes. I had another guy. He actually was not bad looking.
Okay, but what was his message say? Let's talk about it.
It just said, it was simple, nothing to stand out. It just said, yo, what's up, Luria? What's good? Let me take you on a date. You can pick the city and the time.
Oh, you gonna get a city girl flued out?
Ah, oh, city girl's up.
Get flued out.
That's better than the other one scared the hell out of me, like the living daylight.
No, the other one is clinical. The other one absolutely has escaped from some institution, and they are definitely trying to get him back.
But why everybody always trying to feed me? Like, I got all these trips that I got coming up. I'm like gaining weight instead of losing. And I started.
No, because I'm telling you, the men out here are putting men up on game inappropriately. So the old heads are out here teaching these young men that some garlic noodles and some cracked crab will get you some pom-pom.
Oh, wait a minute. From crustaceans?
See. See what I'm talking about?
It is exactly. Good, though. With the shrimp toast soup for the dim sum.
Those are the DMs, but we got to get into this final question real fast because you know what? I know these people. You might identify me as one of these people. I don't know. But the final question says today, who's worse, ladies? The my man called, I'm leaving friend, or bring her man to girls' night kind of friend. Which one is worse? The one that's always leaving as soon as her man get off of work and gotta go, or the one that brings her whole dude to girls' night?
I think they equally just as freaking bad. You letting it got to be girl time and it got to be guy time. You got to figure out how to balance it. Just like it's work, life, and play, work, life.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It's all a space for different things. Now, you know, I'm a smoker. I like doing a little but I can't do that at work. You feel me? I got my own time to do that. So I got a particular friend that I could think of. It's like every time the man come around, I don't exist no more. Now we not friends. It's like we are friends.
So, do you remember when we had Queen Naja on the show and we talked about how like when women get into relationships, sometimes I think, okay, so ladies, you got to give your friend, your good Judy, your homegirl, your little heart, you got to give her a grace period, okay? So if she got a new man, especially if she hasn't dated in a while.
Okay.
And she, but even if she has, doesn't matter. She got a new man and she's trying to figure out what is what. Mm. Allow her to maybe bring him around once in a while. For one, we need to figure out who he is anyway. We need to go ahead and do our whole search. So go ahead and bring him through. And then if she is like dipping out because he just got off of work or he's in town, if it's a new relationship, let her have that honeymoon phase because it's going to go away after a while. They're going to need their friends, but that's nothing like those little butterflies. Like, what's your girl head at?
I can agree with you on that. But then, like, when's the honeymoon phase over? Because the girl I can't stand, I'm not upset you're in love. You should be in love. Go be happy. Live your life. Have a great time, guys. But don't be that girl that's leaning on me when you're not in that relationship. And then you go running back to when you find another man. I can't stand those kind of girls.
Well, they're kicking in with you because you got access to all the everything that's hot and popping. They'll kick up a L'Oreal so you can get in.
Be consistent, because we still have a relationship at the end of the day. It's not the same kind. It's not a sexual relationship, but we have a friendship, and that's something you need to build on as well. And I'm not saying pick me over him or anything like that, but it is really whack that, like, when you're not with the dude no more, now you all in my face and you want me to replace my friends that are able to come now with you, because say it's only room for whatever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, now you want me to replace the other person because you not with that man no more. But I can't trust that when you get a man, you go gung-ho again. And now
but everybody has those kind of girls, though. Like, you know which one of your friends in a group is like that. Like, one that's going to be like, oh, it's 5:30. Got to go home and make some bacon. So, you know,
that's my homegirl, and I can't stand when,
like,
she
I got to go cook. Got to go fry some chicken. Like, you know what I'm saying? Got to get out of here.
But when she
want
to talk to me or call me, I should be available at any given time.
Yeah, because you're a single friend. That's why we got you.
Nah, I'm with my dude. I'm with one of my dudes.
Nah, that's why we got you. We got to have a single friend.
And no, and if anything, I'm more occupied because I got several people I'm entertaining. You only got to worry about your one.
But you don't have, you can choose your priority. My priorities are already set.
My priority is me, 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 and me. Okay. And if that, the me that's with him, you know, I'm single, so I'm just out here mingling.
But I just want you to know, as your friend, once you do get booed up, don't be come calling me talking about some, you ain't gonna be able to make lunch because him coming over. Don't
you the one that stands me up. So we already know that it got to do with the husband.
Ain't nobody cheating on Rihanna. No, I went to work, my work job. But just like nobody cheating on Rihanna, ain't nobody sending up L'Oreal. You got a long list in that DM.
You not cheating on me?
I would never cheat on you. I love you too much. I'm loyal.
I'm just making sure. Because, you know, you don't cheat on Beyonce, honey.
Not at all.
I was talking about myself. I'm Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, you Beyonce too. You wear Beyonce. You Sasha Fierce, you all of them.
Thank you. Come on now.
Yes. Now, that was our final question to undress. Now, if you want us to undress your question, be sure to just go ahead and follow us on Instagram at the Undressing Room Podcast. DM us for your chance to be featured. L'Oreal, what are they listening to?
Yeah, listening to the Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macys.com/theundressingroom.
And you can slide on there for links to our episodes and, you know, everything that's going down. Undressing Room Podcast. Woo! Until later. Ta-ta for now.
Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Kolb-Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Sires, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWired.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.